In a recent press conference in which the Prime Minister discussed numerous topics, Akilisi Pohiva is reported to have said Tonga is no longer a signatory to the PACER Plus agreement. The online news website Matangi Tonga reports Mr. Pohiva expressed concern over his country's trade imbalance and the inability of Tonga to export produce to its neighbours. He's then reported to have said that after Tonga signed the PACER Plus trade agreement in June last year, it's now considered to be inappropriate and Tonga is no longer a signatory. The ABC made several attempts to contact the Prime Minister's office and the Ministry of Information, but phone calls went unanswered. The Australian government is the biggest champion of the PACER Plus agreement. It says it has not received any formal notification from the Tongan government that it intends to withdraw from the agreement. The Foreign Minister Julie Bishop and the Minister for the Pacific, Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, were both in Tonga late last month and met with Mr. Pohiva. Minister Fierravanti-Wells says there was no mention of a withdrawal.
We had a long discussion with the Prime Minister and his ministers on a whole range of issues, indeed, our focus was on ways that we can continue to focus on lifting economic growth in the region, but we did not receive any advice from Tonga that it is not proceeding towards ratification of PACER Plus.
She refused to be drawn on what it would mean for the trade agreement if Tonga did pull out.
That is a hypothetical question. As I said to you, we haven't received any formal advice from Tonga that it's not proceeding towards ratification of PACER Plus. We had an extensive discussion with the Prime Minister and his ministers. This issue was not raised.
If Tonga did withdraw from PACER Plus, it would be a significant symbolic blow to the trade agreement and its supporters. Tonga hosted trade ministers from around the region for the agreement's signing ceremony in Nuku'alofa last June. If the Tongan government refused to ratify the agreement, it would join Papua New Guinea and Fiji, the two biggest Pacific Island economies, who have refused to sign onto PACER Plus. The subject of PNG and Fiji's non-involvement was raised during a hearing of the Australian Parliament's Joint Standing Committee on Treaties in Canberra last week. Committee Chairman Stuart Robert asked Alice Court, Assistant Secretary from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, if PNG and Fiji's non-involvement was a challenge for Australia.
It's still a very, very worthwhile agreement for the countries that have signed and committed to implement PACER Plus.
I'm not questioning its value, I'm questioning the challenges ahead on how we expand on it when 80% of GDP is not involved.
Well, we're very keen to see the integration of regional markets. Most Pacific Island countries, those that have concluded market access agreements in order to join the agreement, trade mostly with Australia and with partners outside the agreement. So the fact that Papua New Guinea and Fiji, with one or two exceptions, are not part of this agreement won't have a major impact on the commercial advantages to them.
Australia and the other signatories to PACER Plus will be eagerly awaiting for the Tongan government to clarify whether it really is withdrawing from the trade agreement.